It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's not a bad loss. It's not the worst loss in this franchise's existence or one of or anything like that. Did they play good enough? Of course not. Of course not. Did they make too many mistakes? Yes. Did they play with a certain spirit and effort and hustle and grit at times? Yes. Did they catch a break or two or three or four along the way? Yes. Did they do enough to win? No. And that's what we're here, obviously, to discuss. All of it. And we'll start, of course, in reverse with the Johnny Mathis jumping into the neutral zone. Listen, everybody knows the kid is super, uber talented, right? Number 36 overall pick. He ran out of feet to get surgery on. He missed the first game, missed all of training camp, all of the preseason. Took him a while to get ramped up. He's been very noticeable. He backside hustles his ass off. He's never out of a play. He's just going to get better and better and better and better and better and better and better if he can stay on the field. Johnny Newton made a terrible mistake. He knew it. I talked to him after the game. I guess somebody reported, and I don't know who it was, maybe it was after I left, that he cried because the junkies asked me about that this morning, and I didn't see that, but maybe I was missing the tears in his eyes, but I was literally right next to him. I didn't see that. So maybe I missed it. I don't know. Maybe it happened after I left. I don't know. Here's what I know. As we were talking to Johnny Newton, and as he was accepting blame, and as he was saying, look, man, I just screwed up. I got too overamped. I was trying to make a play. Even though there wasn't really a play to be made because they weren't going to run on fourth and one, they were going to punt it away and try and force the Commanders to go half the field to kick a long field goal. And if they did, they would have won and the Steelers would have lost. And we all know what would have happened. It would have been mayhem around here. But that being said, Johnny Newton did something that you just can't do. It's something that sometimes veterans do too, never mind rookies. Bad mistake. But he was talking about the brotherhood that we've all heard so much of. And, you know, at times I've kind of wondered how authentic that is, how real that is, how that develops so quickly, right? But it did, and it does. And I do feel it is very legitimate. And here's just one example. For those that didn't follow me on, you know, social media, at Chris Russell DC on Instagram, at WrestleMania621, I put up the video. I told the story, told it on the Junkies this morning. As Jerzon Newton is talking about the brotherhood and how everybody had his back, and that was the message that was given and provided, as he was saying that, the quarterback, Jaden Daniels, walks up on his way to the shower. And I don't think there's any way that he could have heard in a noisy locker room Johnny Newton, who is not talking loudly like I am now, not projecting, not enunciating. There's no way, in my estimation, Jaden Daniels could have heard that, what he was saying about the brotherhood and his teammates having his back, and that was the message, and that was the point, and all that stuff. And Jaden Daniels stops between me and Sam Fortier and somebody else, I forget who, and he just looks at Johnny Newton and he high fives him, and he, you know, muttered something like, you know, we got you, you know, we have your back, something like that. I can't remember exactly what he said. I don't want to misquote him, but it was like, what you see out of veteran leaders, not just and not always out of Heisman Trophy winning, have the world by the proverbial oysters quarterbacks. Again, not to say that rookie quarterbacks would never do something like that. I'm not suggesting that. But it just struck me standing there as Johnny Newton is talking about the brotherhood and how everybody has his back and how terrible he felt and how it was his fault and how he just got overamped and maybe it was something to do with kind of, you know, the dummy calls and whatnot that they had run during the game and he just couldn't stop himself. That Jaden timed it perfectly. And I've covered quarterbacks, I think you all know who I've covered, that would have done something like that because they were like lingering near and said, oh, this is a moment that I can make about me. I can make it about RG me. And that's not what my sense of Jaden Daniels was in any way, shape, or form. But I wanted to double down, so I actually asked Jaden after the game about it. And he described, again, how everybody outside of that locker room, everybody outside of the building can think whatever they want to think and blame whoever they want to blame. But they got each other's back. And they will continue to support. And I started to think, you know, maybe this thing, whatever this thing is, this brotherhood, this united front, whatever, is more real than even we thought it was. And maybe somehow, some way, it will propel them to a big, gritty, gutty performance on Thursday night. It almost propelled them to a win that, quite honestly, they should have had, could have had, didn't, shouldn't, maybe shouldn't have had, didn't deserve, what have you. It almost did. Against, arguably, the second best coach in the NFL, because I don't know how you could say he's as good as Andy Reid, even though Mike Tomlin is a badass. And he's now 14-4 off of byes. And he's 27-6 against rookie quarterbacks. All time, straight up. And all the numbers that I threw out all weekend. I mean, Mike Tomlin is a badass. And this team, the Commanders, played them toe-to-toe, soup to nuts, A to Z, everything in between, punch for punch, and barely came up short. Now, there's lots of reasons why they barely came up short. We're going to obviously get to them over the course of the next 3 hours and over the course of the next several days. We'll do so with Jay Gruden at 3 o'clock. We'll do so with you on the phones at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. But it's not a bad loss. It's an understandable loss. It's a frustrating loss. It's an understandable loss. That doesn't mean you don't get frustrated. That doesn't mean you just chalk it up as, oh, okay, there was nothing we could do about that. That's not the case. But it's not a bad loss. It's a frustrating loss. It's an understandable loss. It's a loss in which if you correct the things, some of the things, not even all of the things that you did wrong, you win. And you could win on Thursday night in Philadelphia.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.